Vancouver Island. Welcome to the Soda Pod. Isha Dromi here, riding solo on this quick introduction of the Soda Pod. And thank you all for joining us wherever and whenever you are listening. I'll be quick. As I'm like recording this right now, I just thought to myself, I'm like, why the hell did I even do a pre-intro and then jump into an intro? Because you're not going to hear from me much on this episode. We're running a best of the Make Good Choices segments. I'm not going to go through every single one. I'm just going to select a couple or maybe a few segments of, in my opinion, some of the most entertaining Make Good Choices segments on this Wednesday episode. We appreciate everybody, all the new listeners, all the continued support we have here on the Soda Pod. The season's right around the corner, so we will have so much NHL Minnesota Wild talk on the horizon. But the Soda Pod, it's blown its doors wide open every Tuesday on Judd's Buds, hosted by the Spoked Z. Prospect talks and everything else under the sun on that episode. And Brewery Travels, again, if you haven't subscribed to that feed, please go and do so. All beer heavy podcast covering the travels of, well, our friend Joel and his brewery travels. Actually, he's on the move again, so subscribe. Check out his last few episodes and his next one to come. And then Friday, the college hockey season, MNCAA season, has begun. Episode one of MNCAA. Every Friday on the Soda Pod feed, go check that out if you haven't already. Great guest every week. And this Friday episode is going to be an absolute banger. So much content. You know, some hockey's already going on. The junior season has begun. The AHL season, well, we're right there. And the NHL season just wrapping up training camp. So a lot of content on our feed right now, but let's dive into, again, a best of the Make Good Choices. A reminder to hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at the Soda Pod. Yes, Facebook is back. You can leave us a text or voicemail, 612-324-1684. And the Hockey Podcast Network and the Soda Pod are proudly powered by DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Use promo code THPN. Actually, scratch that. TPPN for sign-up bonus and weekly deals. Do us a solid, help out our friends at the Pigskin Podcast Network. All right. Like I mentioned many times now, on the other side, make good choices. Look tight. Great choice.
Great choice.
Bad feeling about this.
All right. For the next Wednesday edition here of Make Good Choices, we're going to go back to college. Shocker, this is where a lot of these are going to come from. So my junior year of college, I'm a late birthday, end of April, and we have our end of the year lacrosse tournament that weekend. So it's two games Saturday and then potentially two games Sunday, depending on how those go. And my birthday was that Saturday. So we are already a shorthanded lacrosse team as well. I think we only had like two subs for that weekend. One of which was my brother, who wasn't even in college yet, but we brought him in because he was our best player. And so I go out that night for my birthday. And I mean, I went to, I think, five bars, and I remember two and a half of them approximately. Q, you can probably run down the list better than I can. All the different like birthday specials that the different bars have, like there's one where you like throw an ice cube over your shoulder and like whatever bottle it hits, you get a shot of it. I don't know. What are some of the other ones, Q?
Well, like at Market, it was if you drink like five drinks of all different colors and then mix one all together, it's like the Ninja Turtles.
Oh yeah, that.
And I think you got like your sixth one free if you had five to start with.
No, that's good. There's one out here in Victoria, which is the 649, and they just go to, there's three different shelves of liquor, and they just choose, I think it's sixth bottle, fourth row, and then like ninth pick or something like that. And they do it like different shelves, and they change them every weekend, so you never know what you're going in there, and you just get a third of each bottle in your shot. So sometimes it's unbelievable. Sometimes you just want to die.
Man, so that night just got away from me very, very quickly. I mean, it's not a good thing when Q starts the night with, I think we did a couple root beer barrels before even hitting the bar. Let's just say I woke up the next day, one of the other captains came in and like literally had to pull me out of bed because I was comatose. Go outside, and my vehicle, which is one we're going to take, has puke lined all on the side of it because I puked out the window. Get there and like I couldn't have been more worthless. So I'm playing attack and I like there were parts of the game where I was sitting on the field if it was in our defensive end. And they'd give me the ball, and it's just like semi-pro, right? Where he's like, throw it in the blender, coming right back out. If someone gave me the ball, I turned and immediately whipped it to Denny and then just, like, lost all interest.
And then just sit down.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if I've ever been more of a pile than that. And we actually still got first place in the tournament by some divine intervention. I don't know.
Yeah, your brother's going to listen to this and be like, it was me, 100%.
No, that's what made it even better. He was only there for the Saturday games. He couldn't play on Sunday. So, no, he was actually really good, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
So my freshman year, he was playing with us, and he was a sophomore in high school.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's awesome.
But all right, another... so that bad choices were made. I went way too hard for my birthday. And it was not a fun day the next day at all. And next we have one I think you had as well, Q, right?
Yeah, I have one quick one. Was, you know, the land of good decisions, Las Vegas. I was there for a bachelor party, which one I don't remember. But it was like Gorman's or something. And I was like studying my math and I'm like, how can I most effectively, you know, profit? Whatever, I want to make some real money this weekend.
Profit?
Yeah. So, you know, drinking. And I'm like, well, boys, like last time I got introduced to the big wheel. And the big wheel, I don't know if you know, Isha, it's just you literally just spin it. And it was like ones, twos, fives, tens, and twenties. And then like two pays out 2 to 1, five pays out 5 to 1. Okay. But, and then, so I'm like, well, there's the most ones, but last time I was like, I'm going to make real money. And I was betting on 20s and 50s and I hit one 5 times in a row. So I'm like, I learned the house's trick. I'm going to bet just the one. So I put 100 on one, spin the wheel and it's a 5. And I'm like, like, no problem. That happens occasionally. I'm like, I know I got a system. I'm going to bet the one and I'm going to cover whatever I bet with all my previous losses. So no matter what, when the one hits, I'm going to be in the money and I'm going to have a good weekend. So 30 seconds later, I spin the wheel again with 300 on one, 10. And I'm like, I got a system. Put 700 on one, spin the wheel. Since I'm down 4, so I'm like, this way, I'll still be in the green.
Oh, my God.
10. And I was like, God, that sucks. One more time, it's going to be an awesome weekend. Spin the wheel. 20. I literally turned around. The group of guys I was with was walking back from dinner. I did that entire thing in about a minute, 32 minutes. I caught up to them. They go, you don't look so good. My face was pure white. I go, I don't feel so good. I spent the rest of the night like on the floor in the room being like, what did I do with my life?
So in total, you know, for the listeners,
yeah,
again, how much money did you lose in that minute 30 seconds?
About 1500.
See, that's why I'm fucking terrified to go to Vegas, because like that'll just be me. I know it.
Yeah, and I was like betting the sure thing.
I got the system, bro.
Last time there was 5 ones in a row. It was like a 37% chance it's a one. So I was like,
look, like there's 1,000 probably stories that coincide with Vegas in this segment, make good choices.
Yeah.
But that one was unbelievable, Q.
It was just like, I went from like, this is going to be an awesome weekend to I literally felt sick. Like I literally got sick that night. Threw up.
Oh man. Well,
and then I blamed the orange chicken. I was like, I think I got sick from the orange chicken. Not because I lost $1,500 in 90 seconds.
Oh, my God. Well,
you could have had a way better 90 seconds for that 1,500, Q.
I know. Like, the previous time I lost $1,200 was way more fun.
And that was a good choice.
Oh,
Hockey is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook has an unbelievable offer to celebrate the greatest sport on ice. New customers can bet just $1 on any hockey game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. Doesn't matter if it's a one-time clapper or a deft deflection. However they light the lamp, you win. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state or province yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Throw down $1 on any hockey game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. This week, one puck in the net nets you a big win with promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com Sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Great choice. Bad feeling about this. All right, it's Wednesday. That means we have another segment of Make Good Choices. And guess what? This go around, we have a particularly awful choice that was made. And it involves three of the people who are in this recording. We got Q riding shotgun, as always. He's turned his hat backwards since we started recording, so he's getting real antsy.
He's doing his best. I feel like a sports talk impression there.
Yeah, Joe is well joining us. And Joe, it starts with you and me. We decided there's a cool bar that's right by my office that's actually owned and operated by Lou Nanny called Tavern 23. And decided I had a light day of work and that I could cover the calendar and we could watch most of Bemidji slaughtering Wisconsin. Let's fucking go. That was incredible. But so Joe and I are sitting here, we're watching the game, we're having fun up at the bar, and I post a couple things on Twitter, and the only time that Eric Qualley has ever paid attention to Twitter is this day, apparently, because he texts me immediately and says, wait, is that right now, or were you doing this before? I'm like, we're at the bar right now. He's like, well, how long will you be there? Because I want to come. So I proceed to tell him that we'll be there for at least another hour, but beyond that's pretty dicey. He's like, okay, I think I can leave here in 15 minutes and I can be there to hang out for at least like 20 minutes. Great. Joe and I proceed to eat our food. We're drinking our beers. We're watching the game. And then all of a sudden I get a text that says, hey, is Laura home? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, is Laura working from home right now? I'm like, no, she's in the office.
I mean, to be fair,
is your door unlocked? I'm like, no, it's not. Why? And then like silence for a while, because he's clearly made the rounds because I have people in my neighborhood. I've got two other buddies that are within a couple blocks. My sister and her boyfriend are within a couple blocks, and he's clearly making the rounds and finally like doubles back to reply to me. He's like, I sharded with a D, sharded. I sharded. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? And I think this is like a joke or like something that I misinterpreted because like something auto corrected to sharded somehow. And, you know, Joe, you can feel free to add color now or later, but basically we're continuing. And my neighbor who's like diagonal across the street from me, all of a sudden I get a text from him. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Qualley just showed up at my house and asked for clean pants because he shit himself. I'm like, what? What? So this is real. This is real.
So to be fair, I didn't want to show up at the bar with like a brown spot on my butthole. And like,
yeah, because that's uncomfortable.
I wore light colored khakis that day. Oh, so it was fairly transparent.
Hang on, was it a brown spot or was it like a brown cluster?
Like the khakis, you could only see like a spot like the size of your thumb.
That's so fucked.
Like I tried to take a picture mid traffic jam and I was like, Well, and like the whole thing was like I told Hoppy I'd leave in 15, but I didn't leave until 25. So then I'm like gassing it. I'm like, I'm still gonna get there. I'm still gonna make 10-15 minutes of play. Then like I had been taking pre-workout a couple of days that week. I've been drinking my monsters in the morning, just not really a healthy diet.
Yeah,
you know, going in early, trying to get out early from work. And I was like, just, I was sick of being there. And I was like, I had some gas that morning. And I was like, this is one more episode. I'm just going to push it all out and get to the bar and be good. And I might have misjudged what I was pushing. So then I had to pivot and find a solution to dry pants. Normally I wear navy.
But again, pants. Q, we're going to talk through this for a second. Let's break this down. So at this point, you've shit your pants.
Why did
and you realize,
concede?
Oh no, I misjudged my fart.
Yeah.
So my whole thing
knowing
is
knowing what time you had left to make this work, why was your mission still to meet with us instead
why
of
didn't
I'm
going
to go home so no one knows about this?
Well, that's what my wife asked me. But
because Q, I just have to interject. Like when I was in grade seven. So I was 12 years old. I shit myself in class one time.
Q, that translates to English as seventh grade.
Yeah. I shit myself in class one time. Same thing. Thought I'd let one more go. It was too far. I proceeded to get the fuck out as soon as possible. I didn't even tell the teacher I needed to go home. I just ran. The fact that you still went to the bar, man, like fucking props.
No, I didn't make it that far. Scott left. But
He tried.
I tried. So I called his sister, both Joe and Hoppy's sister, and she's like, wait, you're calling me because you shit your pants? And I was like, never mind anymore. I was like, if you can't understand why I'm asking for a clean pair of boxers and a clean pair of pants, we're going to move on.
Oh,
so then I went to his neighbor, and I knew his neighbor worked from home. So I'm like, it's going to be a quick in and out. And I'm like, they just had newborns, and I hadn't seen them yet. And I'm like, oh, your baby's really cute. Can I have a clean pair of underwear? He's like, yeah, man, I got you.
Oh, no, Q, you're skipping past a lot.
Yeah,
so the highlight here,
details.
The highlight here is that, so my buddy Connor and his wife, and Connor, Isha, for context, is the guy who's like the big foodie.
He's
and the
Wire
cars, whatever.
Guy, right? The guy who likes The Wire?
The Wire, yeah.
Okay, but is he
Sopranos.
Close with Q? Because this is kind of...
Oh, no, they're close enough for this to happen.
Okay,
because
I was going
to
say, if Q just knew that, like, okay, this guy's chill with Poppy, like, that takes some balls, man.
No, that's okay. Q and him are cool enough for that. The problem is, there was no pretext. There was no conversation.
Right.
He didn't call. He didn't text. He showed up at the front door, and his wife's mom answers the door because she's there helping deal with the newborn.
Yes.
And she goes back, and they only know him as Quali, and she's like, yeah, some like Eric guy is here. He wants pants. I don't know. And they're like, what the fuck? So then the wife goes and sees like, oh, it's Quali. And she's like, I don't understand. Why do you want pants? He's like,
oh no.
It's a story. I'll tell Connor.
I'll tell Connor.
So that's where Q eventually got pants and actually washed and returned the stuff. I'm pretty sure Connor burned it, but I don't know that for a fact.
I actually didn't return the pair of ball, and I bought him two brand new pair from Target.
That's better.
Then he must
honest.
Not have burnt it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did it the right way that at the end. And to be fair, like, I wanted to see Hoppy and Joe so bad. Like, I was willing to suck it up and let other people know that this happened with the opportunity to hang out and watch hockey with my boys, because that's how much it meant to me.
Respect,
like the easy way out would have been to go home. But if I went home, I wouldn't have got to watch hockey with the boys.
Hockey with the boys? That's
not I will left. Say no. So my part was, so I'm there. Scott's kind of on more of like a time schedule. Like I got to get to work at this.
I'm working.
I'm a little more flexible, and Quali is like, come on, man. Like, are you still going to be there? I'm like,
I just saw Hunter without a shirt on.
I'm probably
better than no
I decided to get back to work, and I just ended up not being able to wait. But he was like, Joe, come on, man. Like, will you stay there? I just want to talk. I've been through this all.
Yeah, it's been a rough day.
It's not about the destination, boys. It's about the journey.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to have a shitty day to have a good outcome.
Was this like, this isn't like thrown back to like the college days. This is more of a recent story. Cause I feel
this is like within the last 6 months.
College hockey.
Because I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I heard about this because Hoppy texted me and he was like, oh my God, Q just shit himself and I'm hanging out with my brother or something like that. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I gave you more detail than that, but yes.
Okay, but yeah, so this is the same story. I fucking love it.
This is like 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, yeah, it was Q. Definitely the 2021 shard story.
Yeah, I remember because I texted different. Q and I was
well,
like...
Well, let's hear the other shard story.
I mean, it's real simple.
it exists.
I was going on a walk with my wife and the dog, and we were about a block...
Tell me she was your wife at the time.
Maybe not. Fiance at the time.
Oh, so, that's terrifying.
Fiance right. and her dog at the time were going on a walk. Park's about a block away. Walk about a block, and there's all these like pine cones on the path. So I go to kick a pine cone, and as I go to kick a pine cone, I'm going to push a little gas out, and like she's not going to hear the gas because I'm going to kick the pine cone. And again, a little misjudgment of calculation, more than just a little air came out, instantly like clenched, and then walked back to the house like this the whole way. And she was like laughing on the ground, and then like it was, yeah. So then I went on Amazon, bought some dude wipes. Didn't have an issue until a previous story.
No free ads. So you told her exactly what happened? Like,
maybe, I didn't
like,
say anything.
So she knew. So she knew. So that's how much she loves you. She saw the kick, saw your face, saw the clinch, and was like, oh my God, my husband just shit himself.
She might have heard some sounds, but yeah.
My soon-to-be husband, sorry.
And then I said, I need to go home now.
Oh, like I said, Q, the last time I shit my pants was I was 13 or 12 years old.
Those are only two times I can recall.
I will say Q's good about being open about it because, like, even when I was like living with my parents and stuff, I'd go for like super long runs, and running like sometimes makes you like have to shit. And like, I'll
running and coffee, I'll be man. Like. Yep.
Bad so mess. I'll be it's two the, or three miles away when it'll hit me, and I'm like, oh my God. And I'll call my mom, like, Mom, you got to pick me up. But my
really, and, buddy, I just shit in the woods at that point.
Well, I call my mom, and I guess if she can't pick me up, then I'm going. But the thing is, my senior year of high school playing lacrosse, I tore my ACL. So even then, at this point, like, I'm not as open about quality. I'm like, yeah, Mom, I don't know. My knee just wasn't feeling right. You got to pick me up. And so I'm always doing that, like, even to my own mom, like, I'm not like, yeah, I had to shit really bad, so you gotta come pick me up,
Mom. Right? I gotta
it's like, Mom, yeah, my knee wasn't feeling right, so you gotta come get me.
Oh, that's hilarious. I would probably be that open to my mother. She knows. Oh man, there have been times though, like literally even like 2 years ago, like I was running with my ex and I was like, I got a shit and I don't want to run all the way home. I don't want to call anyone. Just I'm going to dig myself a quick little hole and get her done and use some leaves as some wipe and continue the run. And
luckily I was already at the stage of like being with my girlfriend for about a year and a half and like felt comfortable. But like once I was staying at her apartment, wanted to go for a run. And I was at that point too, where like I couldn't call anybody. So I just went to the closest park and let her rip. and that's the story of how my phone went through the wash because of her, because some kind of got in my pants and we had to put it in the wash. And she just threw my shorts in there with my phone in there. And I was like, I guess I can't even be mad because you're willing to wash my shitty pants. But
Joe, that's not even your worst phone destruction story. Do you know what I'm getting at here?
Maybe. Yes.
He's got multiple.
Let's hear the story
of how I broke my phone trying to prove that it's indestructible.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we're in college, and I'm with some friends, and I was talking about how, like, guys, my phone is indestructible. Like, it is seriously, like, you can't do anything.
He's shit-bombed
at this point. You can't do anything to my phone. It's indestructible. And they're like, all right, well, we got to see it, man. We got to see it. I'm like kind of like showing them the phone and everything. And it's like this like flip phone. And so I'm throwing it up like kind of on the ground. I'm like, yeah, nothing.
Because in credit to flip phones, like they could take a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So Joe, tell
what
I did
is I kept like throwing it up in the air. And finally, like somebody's like, throw it up as high as you can. I threw it up as high as I could. It hit pavement. It didn't hit grass or anything. It hit pavement. Totally good. They're like, yeah, man, that might be indestructible. I'm like, yeah, man, you can even like open it, take it, and like try to break it in half and it won't break. So of course I open it, try to break it in half right away. Snap.
Snap. Like, snaps right in half.
So
I broke it.
It did break. So
oh fuck.
That's hilarious. Cause Joe, my buddy who had the indestructible phone too, we actually went out and partied on his float cabin. So he has his cabin on this lake. It's a floating cabin. It's unbelievable. But what's funny is we found the phone the next day, this indestructible phone, in a tiny little bucket of water. Even though we were on a float cabin, he didn't drop it in the lake. He dropped it in this tiny little bucket of water next to the barbecue. I was like, are you fucking shitting me? That's where it got water damage? Are you kidding me? We're literally on this float cabin surrounded by lake, and you drop it in this little fucking, like, tiny little bucket of water. And embarrassed to say the least. That's it. That's the show for new listeners. I hope you like that. I hope you got a little taste of what our Wednesday episodes usually comprise of, which is Make Good Choices, a great fun segment that we're running through the summer. It may not make as regular of an appearance this hockey season, but it was great fun this summer. We may bank a few more here moving forward, and we have a lot in the vault now for days like this. For those who are diehard fans of the Soda Pod, appreciate you maybe even listening to this one again, and just your constant support throughout the summer. It's been a lot of fun, and we're gaining a lot of new listeners on this feed with the addition of new shows and bringing over some fans of the characters and contributors that we brought on the Soda Pod. I mean, Micheletti, we got Nick, we got, like I said, Spoke Z, Joel, and more. We're just growing here, and we really appreciate all of you jumping on for the ride. It's going to be a hell of a fun hockey season. Thanks to those tuning in on Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Folks, the best thing you do for us this week, any week, is give us 5 stars on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Go leave us a kind review as well. If you're jonesing for more hockey content, and it's coming, go check us out on YouTube as well, the Hockey Podcast Network, and soon to be the Soda Pod. You can subscribe to it right now as well. You can also get more hockey podcasts at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. And on your app, please download the episodes before you listen, as it just helps our business. You can follow myself at VI Sports Talk. You can follow the Soda Pod at the Soda Pod. And of course, you can follow my co-host, State of Hoppy, at State of Hoppy, most places. Signing off, I'm Misha Jomi. Riding solo this episode. This has been the Soda Pod, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Don't fear, just drink some beer and stay wild.